Hi, I'm Michael Schroeder, and I'm here today with Mikhail Brilliant, and who's the Executive Director of Information Discovery at MySpace, and Daniel Rule, who is the Data Mining Manager at MySpace, and they're here to talk to us about Kismet. So what is Kismet?
Kismet is a MapReduce framework built on Windows and built with C#.
So what's MapReduce?
MapReduce is an old programming technique of reorganizing data based on keys identified in the data that has been applied by various major .coms to distributed computing. So forcing a problem into a MapReduce mold makes it easy to parallelize the processing. Typically, MapReduce is implemented with a map function and a reduce function. The map function identifies what to pivot the data on, and then the reduce function is executed on the data after it's been pivoted by whatever the map identified.
And where does this become necessary?
It becomes necessary in doing very fast development of processing data that needs to be reshuffled across a lot of computers. So, for example, if some data needs to be is sorted one way and it needs to be resorted another way, and then logic applied after it's been sorted. An easy way to think of it as the map function is applied to the data before it's been sorted, and then after the data has been sorted across the cluster, it can now apply the reduce functionality to all of the data in parallel. But the reason this is typically useful is because, let's say on server X you have some tuple of data, and then on 100 servers away you have a related tuple of data, and you want to do some logic about that data together. That can be done very easily with MapReduce.
And historically, when last year summer we were faced with two big tasks to start doing video recommendation and friend recommendation, specifically people you may know project, that's where we started to look into what technology we can use, and we went through many different products, and we found that ideal for us would be to go with our own MapReduce implementation based on .NET to leverage all knowledge base of our developers and leverage our infrastructure.
So what pieces of .NET are you using here?
So currently we're using .NET 3.5, Service Pack 1, and on Windows 2008 servers. We also develop on Vista, and then generally deployed to 2008. We also deployed to 2003 for some smaller tests.
But looking at the framework, it's used does it use anything specifically from the .NET 3.5, like Link or?
Yeah, anything available in .NET 3.5, for example, to a console application, is also available to a Kismet. So in the map, if it's useful, it can use Link to process data in the map or in the reduce, but not like any specific built-in use of Link, for example. It's just more of if the developer finds that useful for
whatever available for developers in C# 3.5 is available for inside Kismet.
So can you give me an idea of the team? How many people were on the team that built this, and how long it took?
So what we had done initially is developed custom distributed computing applications as Windows services, and we had about 12 or 13 of them for different types of data mining. As we developed them, we maintained a generic infrastructure, and it eventually got to the point to where when we had a new distributed computing application to develop, we were pretty much reusing the same infrastructure and just developing a front end. And then eventually we just exposed the front end, and that was the start of Kismet. So early on, we didn't have a distributed file system. We didn't have a lot of that type of stuff. But rather, parallel execution, and then very coupled with the business logic in each application. And then at one point, we eventually just said, okay, well, let's have a distributed file system so we're not, we can just reuse, we can reuse the same infrastructure for a lot of things. Then we built an IDE on top of it and that sort of thing just to make it easier to use. And one of the areas that a lot of the distributed computing infrastructures that we're then looking at, open source, other possibilities, one of the weak areas that we noticed was like debugging and debugging on clusters and the amount of complexity involved in that, installing other tools. So we wanted to really chop that out and be able to just debug MapReduce directly on a cluster, develop directly on a cluster, and really just treat it as like a one-stop shop for the distributed computing rather than having to, okay, we need to install this tool, we need to get a little bit of sample data and debug and find out what's wrong with the MapReducer and that sort of thing. We wanted to actually just push it all into one framework where it could all just be debugged. And so, for example, if you have 100 terabytes of data, and you want to find out why your MapReducer is failing on some of that data, or where there's a logical problem with it. Instead of having to take a sample of that data off of the cluster onto a development machine, use another tool and debug it and find out what's wrong with it directly on that cluster and on that data, fire up a MapReducer into the debugger, and it'll just stream some of that, start streaming that data into one machine, and then you can debug the functionality.
And team-wise, we started with two members. Dan was lead, and he had another software engineer. And when they started, maybe it was like September, October last year. And then in January, they've got yet another member of this group. And still, this is just three of them who actually on a daily basis are developing this product.
So that's been about 9 months that you've gotten out?
Or? I would say nine months. And originally, we didn't target it like, hey, let's create such a system. We just worked on a bunch of the project, which ended up, for us, being the start for this. And we realized, wow, we're almost there. So let's add this, and we'll have MapReduce framework.
So then you released it on last week or so to Google Code. So it's an open source project now. What are the goals with open sourcing it? Are you getting input back in from the community?
It's really there's a lot of advantages. A big one would be a lot more feedback on the product itself, as well as contribution. Developers on the internet are invited to contribute back into the code and to check into it.
That's right, because you're not a software company like us.
MapReduce technology is not that available for Microsoft developers, .NET developers, we thought that this would be interesting for them, and at the same time, we can leverage collaborative development, so maybe there will some contributors who will help us with this product. And as of today, I believe there was like 230 something like these downloads for the actual installation package, which I believe for this type of product is quite a number.
Yeah, people doing data mining coding and So what are the kind of projects you're using it for now, in my sense?
Recommendation analysis. Mostly, and we're trying to extend it to other, but mostly recommendation and analysis.
How are you seeing that it might extend in the future from where you are now? What, besides extending it to being used in more different places, how do you see it? So you can, and how are your plans on enhancing it in the future? Is it?
I think we are on the path of enhancing toward providing SQL wrapper. So now we are able to give developers ability to query Kismet.
So do you want Kismet?
To query Kismet for the data.
Okay.
And we have yet another enhancement which allows us to do real-time indexing of the data inside Kismet. Because before, mostly we were using Kismet for crunching data with some complex algorithms, and then result output somewhere else for further consumption. And then we figured out that it would be much more optimal to not to spend time and resources and to keep data where it is. But for this purpose, we created yet another wrapper which allows to access this data without leaving, without data leaving Kismet. And for this purpose, we created .NET Kismet data provider.
Yeah.
So you can install it on any client and access data.
So with the data provider and the indexing, something we have that is, for example, if you do a select statement in ADO.NET, if it's on an index, we have a mode where the select statement will actually go directly to the machine that has that needs, has that subset of data, or machines that have that subset of data. So as you scale out, your bandwidth isn't going through some master node or anything like that, but actually the connect in the ADO.NET provider loads enough master index information about the cluster that it can actually go directly to the machines involved in processing the select statement.
Cool. And how would you have any feedback for the Microsoft, the .NET team, the teams that create the pieces that Kismet is built on? What feedback would you have for them on the products and technology that they're making available to?
One of the biggest strengths with using Visual Studio, for example, is the debugging. In comparison to a lot of IDs that we've worked with, Visual Studio is phenomenally reliable debugging functionality. So something with this complexity, debugging is debugging the debugger, for example, is very key. So in Kismet, we use our own debugger that we developed using the I believe it's a COM interface into .NET debugging.NET executables. Mm-hmm. But integrating all of that into Kismet and the complexity, we had actually debugged with debugger in that case, and just really having strong debugging capabilities has been one of the strengths in using Visual Studio.
Okay. Well, Mikhail, Daniel, thank you very much. It's been very educational.
Thank you, Brian.